Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I've come to think of this budget gap as an actual being. It's the Great Gap, and it sits outside of City Hall, and it's sort of large and has leathery skin and spots.
Oh, I think I've seen it out there. I thought it was the security guard.
It's always $2 billion, no matter what happens. It's always going to be $2 billion, or it is $2 billion.
The mayor's done well at cutting government, but not at reinventing government, not that well at making it more productive. But aren't we now seeing a major push in that direction?
No. Not really. That's the same old stuff, really.
Well, do you think politics comes into this?
No, Brian.
Certainly
no.
Politics has no place in any of this. How could I even have had such a thought? The mayor has a lot of clout with the unions right now because he has, I think, the moral argument on his side in large measure with the deficit.
Yeah.
He has a lot of the politics on his side. I think that the people are by and large in support of union reforms. I think that people would even support layoffs if it came to that. So why doesn't the mayor push harder against the unions?
Because he wants the unions to cooperate. The unions have been very good to Rudy Giuliani compared to how they were with David Dinkins, interestingly enough. And he wants that kind of cooperation to continue. He doesn't want fights with the unions. But on the other hand, you look on TV and you will see the head of the police union saying constantly, well, we can't give up anything. We already do enough. And that's one of the most expensive unions that we have. It was a good deal for him. If you can keep union peace and get your savings, it gets him through to the next election. It doesn't solve our problem, however.
My guest is Gail Collins, New York Newsday columnist. We're talking about the city budget.